The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Well, good morning, Northeast Florida. It's Howard here. Now, normally Angela starts the show, but I think she got held up by one of those long trains that you see on Saturday morning on Phillips Highway. But she'll be in a couple of minutes, so I get that special thing that I rarely get to do, and that's to welcome everyone to our listening audience here on AM 600 WBOB. So welcome, everybody. It is a great day here in Northeast Florida. What a week we had. But before we get started, I have to give an absolute special shout out, because today our producer, Alan, has a birthday. That's right, 65, Alan.
Geezer, buddy. At least I know one thing. For my birthday, I don't have to put the wig on and the dress and the lipstick and make like Angela.
Hey, Howard.
Well, wait a minute. She doesn't wear a wig.
No, but I have to, you know, look like her.
You have to look like her?
Nobody can take Angela's place. She's
no.
She's our radio sweetie.
That's right. Radio she is. But, you know, you have been with us for how many years? Now, we've been on for 6.5 years, but you've been our producer for, what, four?
About 5 years. Four or five years. I've been here at the station for 6 years.
Well, you have been a terrific addition to our radio show, and it's hard to believe you're 65 years old.
Yeah, me either.
Because you don't look a day over 64.
I don't feel a day over 106. What are you talking about there?
You're a great addition to our staff. We love your voice. We love what you do. Alan is behind the scenes. He does all of our applause and music. There you go.
There you go.
So we're applauding you today for turning 65. And thank you so much for being with us for these last 5 years.
And I'm glad to be here with you guys. Very educational program.
Well, good.
You can say that.
Well, good.
Learn a lot.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. And let's celebrate 70 next time, okay? That's right. Alan just gave a thumbs up. So anyway, welcome, everybody. You know, we had a great week. And one of the things that that happened this week is we wrote a few new listings that we're going to talk about at the end of the show. But it's really, really interesting. And then we have people in our office, and they have told us they want to hold our houses open because they see them come up and they say, gosh, that's a beautiful house. Can I hold it open? Well, Angela and I, of course, like to do our own open houses, but we've got so many of them. We've got 8 open houses today and tomorrow. Can you believe that? 8. We have never had that many open houses. She and I can't do them all. Some of the people want to do them. We're going to do some of them Saturday and Sunday because they look so good. So we're going to talk about them at the end of the show, but it's just amazing how good some of them are. Like one of them we told you about last week, it's not going to be held open because we got 4 offers. It was a pool home in Southside. It's gone. We told you it was going to be gone. If they look good and they price right, they're gone. And we have the opportunity of meeting such nice people, whether it's on the phone and we haven't had a chance to meet them yet in person. But we just need to give a shout out to some new listeners. So Pat is listening this morning. So good morning, Pat. She said she'd be listening to the show so she can hear what we do. And also we met with Tony and Lisbeth. So Tony and Lisbeth are on the north side. They're thinking about moving to the south side. And we had the pleasure of meeting with them and their mom, who's visiting from Belgium. So give a shout out. We want to give a shout out. Angela just walked in. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, everyone.
So wasn't Lisbeth's mom? She speaks great English from Belgium. Lisbeth and her husband, Tony, were very, very nice. They want to take their house and they move it to someplace closer in to where they work.
You know what? I get so excited when I hear people say that, because when we're going out to see about putting a home on the market for sale and someone says, if I could just pick this house up and move it to a different location, I know they love that house. They've maintained it. They've taken care of it, and it's going to be a great house for the next family. So that's always encouraging words to me.
Yeah, and well, not only did they maintain it, they updated it too. What a great yard they had. And then yesterday, what an exciting time we had visiting with Don and Connie.
Now, that was super fun.
What a gorgeous house they had, and a gorgeous yard. Tell everybody about that meeting.
Well, I always get excited when our radio show listeners call. I don't know why it pleases me the most, but it does. I think it's just that, I don't know what it is, Howard. I have such a great appreciation for our listeners. And so they had invited us to their home to assist them in some decision making and thinking about selling their home and that sort of thing. And just looking at it to prepare in advance for, you know, what can we do to make the house better, more saleable. And I sort of laughed because their house is in perfect condition.
It really
is. I was like,
is.
Oh, man, I don't think I'm looking like the smartest person in the room here when their house is in such great shape. And there was just very, very few comments.
You know, it's interesting because when you and I drove up to the house, we came down there on a cul-de-sac. And it was like we drove up and we said, we're not going to have to tell them to do anything.
I know. It started at the curb, didn't it?
We just knew from driving up that they had it all together. And the more we learned about them as individuals and about seeing what they did to their house, it was just absolutely gorgeous. The front, the inside, the backyard, the pool.
The garden area. Oh, my goodness. It's incredible. All right, and it's on the golf course. I mean, there's so many really wonderful features about this house and special changes that they made when they were working with their builder. And it's one of the best builders, yeah. Higginbotham, which I adore. So
we're
going to
give a hint to all our listeners.
And
we told it to them yesterday how we knew that they take good care of their house. If you look at people's fans, the fan blades, and you look at the return vents, and you see that they are spotless, you know those people take care of their home.
But theirs was another.
Theirs was so much better because it was so gorgeous. Everything was put together. It was just absolutely gorgeous. So we are looking forward to listing their house sometime in the future.
Can I add
next
one
couple
more thing?
Of months? Oh, of course you can.
You know, as we get to know people, I often feel there's a correlation in how homes are maintained and whether or not they were in the military.
Oh, yes.
So both the husband and the wife were in the military, and I feel like their house was just spit spot. You know, you look in the pantry and everything's completely organized. It's just fantastic. I love it.
Yes. So
yes.
Thank you again for your service.
And thank you for allowing us to come into your home and to meet you and to spend time with you.
Yeah,
it meant a lot.
What a nice time we had with
yes.
Connie and Don. So.
Yes.
So thank you again for listening and for joining us this morning, everybody else, because we got a lot to talk about today. Some are some interesting things that you'll learn about why it is so good to live here in Northeast Florida compared to some other places. And Angela, you don't know about these because we didn't go over them ahead of time. It's going to be really neat. So you're going to have to stay with us. And also, the last 2 weeks, we had visitors on the show. So we didn't get to do the high and low sales for the month of June. We have broken some records.
Yes,
that's right. We did. So you're going to have to hear about that when we get back from the break. Hear about the numbers. We got a scam of the day. We got all sorts of things going on, and also the world's first 3D printed home.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you about that.
I'm interested. And, very interested.
And was it a deal or not? Was it in Jacksonville? No, it wasn't, but you'll hear about it anyway. Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Hi. I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
And it's a hot, hot, hot one, too.
It is. You know what? I was wondering, because you know I missed part of the show in the beginning.
Is that possible that you missed part of the show?
Did you say good morning to our new customers, Russia and Ronald?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. They have the most fantastic house.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. It got listed last night.
Late last night, yeah.
We're going to hold it open tomorrow from 1 to 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in this charming section of Southside, where like Southside and Bay Meadows, called Royal Lakes. And this house is like, I don't know, the best entertaining house I've probably ever seen. It is not cookie cutter. And I get so excited when I go into houses that are different. And I just love this. It's on Royal Wood. It has a fireplace that has a copper top that's probably 5 feet tall, four feet tall.
More than that, because it goes up to the ceiling. It starts right above the fireplace, and then it goes up 5, 6, 7 feet. Well, you and I went, oh, my gosh,
yeah,
when we walked into the house.
The second we saw
our assistant went, oh, my gosh, when she went in to help with the photo shoot.
That was so cool.
The photographers went, oh my gosh, when they saw it.
Yeah, it's really something.
Not just that, but the whole house.
Oh, the whole house is amazing with the wood floors, and there's family room, living room, Florida room, fire pit in the backyard on a paver patio, and the backyard's ginormous and fenced in. And they like to entertain, and they said it's nothing for them. They can easily hold 50 people in this house.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about it
at the end.
The bedrooms, the bathrooms and the kitchens have been updated. So this home is just amazing, and I hope it sells super fast.
Well, it will.
Yes.
Because it looks good, and it's priced right.
Yeah, $360. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome.
It's really good.
Great location.
Hey, what's the number to call in for questions?
222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Excited. Well, how were the numbers this past week? Some up, some down, some all around.
Well, Howard, according to the Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 718 offers got accepted. And that's about the same as it was last week. But that's still a lot, right? 700 in a week.
Yeah.
912 new homes came on the market, and that's up 13% from the previous week. So I guess now that 4th of July is behind us, people are getting serious about putting their homes on the market.
We still need more.
Of course we do. 208 of the 912, they're already under contract, and 67 of those actually went on the very first day. Now, 472 people closed on a home for themselves, and we say,
congratulations.
Yes. Now, that's down a little bit from the previous, but you know why? Holiday.
Well, also, the week before included end of the month. So,
yes, yeah. That coupled with it was a four-day week instead of a five-day.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay.
That's
and
exciting.
Interest rates came up just a little bit. I guess we don't need to go over them. They just went up a little bit. You want to go over those?
Well, yeah, because it's important. You know why? Because as interest rates go up, people need to get out there and buy houses. Because you can afford less 2 months from now than you can today if they keep inching up like this, right?
Okay, well, I'm leaving. I'm going to go apply with Christine. Take over the rest of the show, Angela.
Hey, but you know what? You don't have to leave. You can just go apply with Christine. With a K, Christine, applywithchristine.com, and apply right there online.
7 minutes. That's
maximum,
all it takes.
Maximum. Won't even take that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fast.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stay then.
Okay. The 30-year rate, it rose 1/100th of a point to 4.5%. And this time last year, it was 4%, so that's about 0.5% higher. The 15-year rate, it rose 3/100ths of a point to 4.02%. And this time last year, it was 3.29. Seriously, that's almost a full point.
Yeah.
Wow, right?
Don't wait any longer because they're going up.
The difference a year makes. The FHA and the VA 30-year rate, as it does normally, it lags behind the other rates. So it fell 4/100ths of a percent to 4.35%.
And, of course, remember, those are averages, so your rate could be higher or lower depending on how good your credit score is.
Right.
So some people are above, some people are below.
Yep.
In the last 2 weeks, we had guests on the show. We had Wally Conway with Home Pro.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's awesome.
Gave all sorts of great information. And prior to that, we had Christine and talking about Watson Mortgage. So we didn't do the high and low sales for the month of June. And, you know, that's one of the fun features that we do here. So I'm bringing it back 2 weeks
Bring
late.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
And there were some records broken. Broken records.
Tell us.
Yeah. 36 homes sold for over $1 million.
That is a record.
New record since we have been on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. Two of them were on the ocean, five of them were on the river, and eight of them were on some sort of water like lagoon or marsh. And 10 of the 36 were cash purchases. How about that? Now, the most expensive one was $4.1 million. It was in Pontevedra Beach.
Shocker.
Yes. It was only three bedrooms.
That's not a shock.
But the house only had two bedrooms. The other bedrooms was in a guest house above a garage. Now, if I'm spending $4 million, I want more than two bedrooms in the house.
You're so cute. So they Do you think you're actually buying the house?
This was a gorgeous house. It was not a teardown or anything.
It's got two bedrooms. It probably is a teardown, right? It's become functionally obsolete unless you just need two bedrooms. I kind of like the idea of two bedrooms. You know why?
Are you going to let me finish and tell you about it?
I wasn't going to.
It was advertised as a after the kids leave. You know, it was advertised as that sort of home.
That's what I was thinking. It's with just the two bedrooms. And you know what? People can't come and stay.
There you go. Or they stay in the guest house.
Yes.
So three bedrooms, three baths. And, of course, as I said, one of the bedrooms and one of the bathrooms was in the little guest house above the two-car garage. 3,900 square feet, oceanfront, of course, built in 1940, but it didn't look like it because it had been carefully restored. They actually bought it 4 years ago for $2.5 million. And did a tremendous amount of work on it. It does not look at all from the outside nor the inside like a 1940s home. It was on the market for 4 months and did not have a pool. And you know me, I'm not buying a $4 million home if it doesn't have a pool. Of course, I'm not buying I'm not buying a $4 million home. You know why, of course.
Because you don't have $4 million.
Because I don't have near $4 million. That's right.
You're so crazy.
Now, if you don't have $4 million, like most of us don't, and you want to go on the opposite end, the lowest price home sold for $13,000. Now, there's a lesson in this, and I want everybody to listen.
What?
Especially to investors. This house had multiple offers. Sold for $13,000. The previous buyer was an investor and bought it as a foreclosure through the through the courthouse. Now, you normally don't. It used to be that to buy a foreclosure, you went to the steps, literally, right, in the lobby, and now you don't do that. You actually do it online.
Yes.
Now, you can't go and really go inside these houses to see what they look like. Well, that investor bought it through the clerk of the courts for $37,000. And, of course, they thought that they would flip it and make money or fix it up. So they paid $37,000. They couldn't sell it. They finally did sell it for $13,000.
Oh, my goodness.
They lost money. The moral of this story is this. Do not buy what you cannot see. That's
yes.
what this flipper or investor did, and they lost $24,000. They lost a ton of money on this piece of property. Beware of what you cannot see. Okay?
Yes, and good advice for people who do want to buy something, a foreclosure sale like that, is to run a title search first to make sure the property's free and clear.
Yes. Okay, for condos, we also broke another record. Nine condos sold for $1 million or more. They were all oceanfront. Eight of them sold for cash. The highest priced one, $2.5 million, 5,300 square feet, four bedroom, four bath in Marbella. This thing has 1,400 square feet of balconies. It was only on the market for a year, though. Beautiful, beautiful place. I looked at the pictures. And the lowest priced one, $10,851, one bedroom, one bath. Didn't see the pictures. They didn't show any. On the market for 14 days.
Yeah,
so
quite affordable.
Quite a big difference in cost of condos. $10,800 or $2,500,000. Fun stuff.
Absolutely.
If you do want to invest, we can show you some properties, but we're not going to let you buy something unless you know what you are doing. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is in Scotland this weekend ahead of Monday's summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Yesterday, the Justice Department announced new indictments against 12 Russian intelligence officers accused of hacking into Democratic Party email accounts during the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Mexico City yesterday, where he said the Trump administration looks forward to working with Mexico's president-elect. He said the presence of four senior U.S. officials shows that America greatly values our relationship with Mexico. Authorities in Thailand say the 12 boys and their soccer coach who were rescued from a cave are expected to be discharged from the hospital next week. Doctors say the boys are recovering well. They're also eager to eat their favorite comfort foods. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever wondered if there's a diamond cutter known as the best in the world, the answer is yes, there is. And it's Hearts on Fire, who have the world's most perfectly cut diamond, and we have them at Underwoods. When anybody comes in and looks at one of these diamonds, the first thing they say is, "Wow!" That's because these diamonds are cut for absolute maximum beauty and are really worth seeing, so you have an idea of how good a diamond can really look. They have perfect polish, perfect symmetry, perfect proportions, and perfect light performance, and are backed with an American Gem Society diamond quality document. Now, not every diamond could be a Hearts on Fire diamond, because only certain rough diamonds in the hands of the most skilled cutters working in state-of-the-art cutting facilities can cut these. In fact, only 200 diamond cutters out of the 1 million people employed in the diamond cutting trade are skilled enough to cut a Hearts on Fire diamond. And they're available at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
There has never been a better time to get out on the water on a new Kawasaki or Sea-Doo personal watercraft from Jacksonville Power Sports. Take advantage of the great deals going on right now. With the best selection and the most knowledgeable staff around, Jacksonville Power Sports can set you up with the perfect watercraft at the right price. Drop by the store on Atlantic Boulevard. They're just a half mile west of 295 and check out the huge inventory. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here. Call 641-5320, online at jacksonvillepowersports.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, there's a couple of crashes. First of all, do have some traffic congestion going on there. 95 South at the ramp from exit 349 to beyond US 1. Also crash in Clay County. Was on Clay County, just left the books here. So what can I say? Nice roads. AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Did I tell you what I'm doing today?
What are you doing today?
Well, I'm showing million-dollar homes.
All right.
I'm super excited. We will be out looking for riverfront properties today. And tomorrow, I'm out showing with a different family, showing homes that, you know, this is exciting too for them.
They're finding a little more excited than
Well, I was
Angela.
Trying to think about exactly what I want to say. So here's the deal. They're finding their retirement home, and that is always exciting. When people are picking a new chapter of their life and they're making decisions around it, it's a super exciting time. It's a little anxious, but definitely super exciting.
Well, you know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm doing open houses today and tomorrow. Because I love showing off some of those beautiful new listings that we have. And, you know, there's been a fight for them in our office to show them. That's why we're doing 8 of them this weekend.
Oh, you aren't holding 8 open yourself?
Well, I don't think I can do that. You know, I got 2 hands and 2 legs, but I don't divide them that way.
I really do appreciate having support from other agents to, you know, help all these homes be open so that buyers can come easily with or without their realtor.
Yeah, that's why I love working for Watson and being here in here in Jacksonville.
Yes.
But you know, I read something interesting this week that caused me to think how lucky we are living here in Northeast Florida.
Well, tell me what it was.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
We have a lot of listeners.
We do.
And they're of all ages, and there are all income levels.
Yes.
If I were to ask you if the average listener here on our show of a family of 4 earned $117,000, do you think they would be happy, most of them?
Sure.
I think they would, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good living here in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Most of them could afford a house. Pretty decent house too, right?
Yes.
There's a place here in this lovely United States where HUD, you know, Housing and Urban Development.
Yes.
Would label those people low income.
I read that article. Yes. I was shocked.
Not only would they would consider them low income, but they would qualify for them to live in what's called affordable housing developments, which are special developments set aside for low-income people.
Yes.
It's San Francisco.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
If I'm $117,000.
Yes, and that's low income.
That's low income.
That you need financial assistance to live there.
It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And here we are living in this, and the taxes there are incredible.
Right.
Here we are living in, and the traffic there is horrible. Everything there, you know, except maybe you can go down to Pier 57 or Pier 51, whatever it is, and enjoy the, you know, the seafood. You know, I don't get it. But here's what I do get.
What?
I love living here.
Yes.
Some people complain about the traffic. Have you been to Orlando? Have you been to Tampa? Have you been to Atlanta? Have you been to Washington, D.C.? Have you been to New Jersey? Have you been to New York? Traffic here is nothing compared to those places.
That's true.
It's gorgeous here. It is wonderful. The sun shines virtually every day.
Yes.
Don't complain. Enjoy your life. You know, you and I had a meeting with someone that used to work in our office, and her dad passed away recently, but she told us that she wakes up every day and she has a choice of being a happy person or an unhappy person. And she wakes up every day and she decides to be happy. My dad is 93 years old, or will be turning 93 next month. And he lost his wife, my mom, 6 years ago. And he misses her every day, but he still has a choice. And the choice is to wake up every day being unhappy or being happy. And he says his life is great. He has enough money to live on. He has friends. He can't drive anymore. But he still lives in a building where there are other people, where he has friends.
And he lives alone.
And he lives alone.
Think about that. He's, what, 93 and lives alone?
He walks to the grocery store.
Takes care of himself.
He cooks. He does everything. And he has a choice every day to be happy or be unhappy.
Right.
And he chooses to be happy. He lives in a place that he's happy. So I want to say to everyone, wherever you're living, whatever you're doing, you have a choice every day. Be happy. Now, for all of our listeners that are listening here in Jacksonville, you live in a terrific place. It's wonderful here in Jacksonville. Housing is inexpensive. Traffic is not nearly as bad as every place else. There's somebody someplace that has a worse time than you do. Angela and I love what we do every day.
We do.
We love coming to this radio show every day. We love helping people every day. If we can help any of you, we'd love to do that. But imagine if you made $117,000 living in San Francisco and you be called low income. It's a great country. It's a great city. And you folks are all great people. Anyway, that's my happy thought for the day.
Wow.
How I get off on that subject, I don't know.
I don't
but
know,
you know
either.
What?
But you know what? It really reveals who you are, Howard.
Well, I'm a happy person. And I don't let things bother me because you know what? 2 days later, those things usually aren't even in my memory banks. And
could you like rub some of that off on me, please?
Yeah, you need some of that. Sometimes.
I need some of that.
Now, there are a lot of people that need that.
Well,
so.
You know, I'm a mother. So, I mean, that makes me worry, right? I mean, you know, it's hard to shake all those things off.
Hey, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the very first 3D computer printed home.
I can't even believe that there is one.
Well, here's what happened. It was made for a family in France, and they're soon to move in. It was printed by a 3D printer, a four-bedroom home in a town called Nantes. I don't know if I've pronounced it right. Nantes, France. 1,022 square feet. And it was a collaboration between the city council, a housing association, and the University of Nantes. How about that? Now, there's more to the story, though, because you may think, well, that's pretty cool. And by the way, it got finished in 54 hours. So you may think, wow, this is real great technology. This is going to change the world. However, it took 4 additional months for contractors to put on things like windows and doors and roof and electrical.
So what's the point?
And by the way, did it save money?
Probably
not. 1,000 square feet cost $233, the equivalent. It was in pounds, but euros, whatever. It cost $233,000 to build that 1,000 square foot house.
I don't think that saved them anything.
Yeah, so I don't think this is going to be a thing of the future.
Well, it will be. No, I disagree with you. I think it will be, but they have to make a lot of improvements to it before this gets a mass production.
But what they say is that now that they've done it once, they can change the 54 hours for the actual printing down to 33. But it still needs an additional 4 months to do the windows and doors and roof and the electrical and plumbing.
Well, you still need a foundation. You got to add the plumbing. I mean, there's so many things that need to happen next. That's just the shell. Tell you where that would be helpful if it wasn't so expensive. But, you know, in really underserved countries where people could just have shelter and be out of it, cut a hole in for the door.
But
put some holes in for the winter.
But it still costs $233,000.
No, it's too expensive to do
way
anything at this
expensive.
Point. Yeah.
I don't know. But it's still cool to think about the concept.
Yes, absolutely. Technology is amazing. It has its pluses and its minuses.
Yeah.
I love technology and I hate technology.
Hey, if you're going to buy a condo in the next year, 2 years, whatever, it's going to cost you less because so many condos are similar.
Yes.
That if you're buying it through Freddie Mac and getting a loan, you will not have to get an appraisal because one is like another and like another and like another. So you're going to save about $500. That's going to be starting up soon. How about that? That's pretty good.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
All right. Hey, we're going to come back after the break and talk about some of those fantastic open houses that we have coming up for some brand new listings that we have.
8 of them.
All over the city. Some of them, you just have to come and see, if even if you're not in the market to buy a house. Stay with us. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716 and Equal Housing Lender.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so happy to be here on this wonderful Saturday.
It is a gorgeous day.
It is.
Alan said that the Alan, the producer, who turned 65 today. Yes.
He keeps telling your secrets, doesn't he?
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
He doesn't have a walker yet. He's still doing fine.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, I got a walker. Angela Walker.
That's right. You can claim me anytime you want.
You said the heat index is going to be 102 today.
Oh, that's hot.
That is hot.
Hot.
You know, Normally we don't do hot deals of the day at the beginning of the fourth segment.
But there's so many.
And they're so good. We want you to take a moment, get out your pens and paper, because you have to come and see some of these. Take your pick. Even if you're not in the market to buy, you may know someone that is, because some of these are just so nice to look at. You just may know someone, or you just may say, honey, we got to move. my good. Well, we're going to start off with the home right on the near the corner of Southside and Bay Meadows. Now, you won't hear the road noise. It's
you don't hear it at all.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a street called Royalwood. This is 2,700 square feet, but this has so many rooms and areas that you're just going to say, oh, my. Now, the front of the house is very unassuming. You just don't get the feeling that this is going to have oohs and ahs. In fact, the buyer told us when she bought the house, she said the same thing. It just looked like a regular house. But when she went into the house, she was oohed and ahed. But then she did more things to the house.
Yes.
It has this gorgeous wood floors, a sunken living room with
almost
an indoor fire pit looking place.
Yes.
That the sitting area for the living room is encircled by
stacked stone
with this fireplace that's like 8 feet long with this brass hood that is also 8 feet wide that then goes to the ceiling.
Yes,
but this living room is like 25 feet long.
Yes,
with this giant dining room. But not only does it have that, it has a separate another family room.
Yes,
with built-ins.
Right,
and then it has a combination Florida room, game room. They have this fire. They have a billiard room and a billiard table in there that they're leaving.
Yes.
Now that has these giant windows. It has cathedral ceilings that open up to this. You can't just call it a backyard. It's like
an oasis. Right.
Yes.
We got that oasis thing.
It probably has 700 square feet of pavers with a fire pit and a semicircle seating area around the fire pit.
Yes.
Manicured lawns.
Gorgeous green grass. I wish mine looked like that.
Oh,
beautiful.
My. And the kitchen has under cabinet lighting, granite countertops, really expensive cabinets all over the place in there. It has a just outside of there, it has like a little butler's area with a wine chiller.
Yes.
The master bedroom is gorgeous and has these giant floor-to-ceiling windows that look out over the backyard.
No, they're sliders.
Oh, that's right. They're sliders.
They're sliders, yes.
Yeah, and then it has the bathroom has been totally redone with this gorgeous shower. California closet system. The other bathroom has been redone.
I'm talking down to the studs, okay? Both of those bathrooms. That doesn't happen a lot. Sometimes when people do remodels, they just put on a new countertop or something. No, this is down to the studs, and everything was rebuilt.
Lots of walk-in closets. I mean,
closets
the house is,
are crazy. Tons of closets. Huge closets.
You just are going to be oohed and aahed every place that you go in there.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be open tomorrow. I'm going to be there. So you get to see me. Okay?
Yes.
I'm going to be there from 1 to 3 tomorrow. The address is 8356 Royalwood. So come
and
see
it's priced
me.
At $360. And, you know, she carefully chose that price, hoping for it to sell quickly. We could have gone higher, but we felt like she wanted to get it sold. So it seems like a really exceptional price for this home.
Okay. Chapelgate. Chapelgate is behind Lowe's off of Old St. Augustine Road in Mandarin. It's 1,600 square feet. It's getting a new roof either next week or the week after. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, private fenced yard, very open floor plan. And if you don't like carpet, there isn't any. So that's great if you have allergies. It's 2.25. That's really good, and it's open today from 11 to 1:30. You want to talk about Warwickshire? That's
you know,
a hot one.
This is a hot property, and it's always interesting to me the properties that realtors gravitate toward. So when they call and say, hey, can we do an open house at this listing? 3 of them this weekend are doing open houses at this listing. So when the realtors gravitate to it. They know a good product when they see one. They know a beautiful home. This has a pool. This home is 2,285 square feet. It is a two-story home. It has four bedrooms, three bathrooms, and a Florida room. The pool is one of those big old pools that actually has a slide that goes into it. And it's located in Briarwood, which is sort of off. It's off Bay Meadows, like between Old Kings Road and Craven. Has gorgeous floors, new floors in it. And the kitchen has new cabinets, stainless steel appliances. And you know what else I love that's charming is this front porch. It's like the length of the house, you know, on a two-story house. You could just see yourself in a rocking chair sitting out there talking to your neighbors. And it has just a big eat-in kitchen. Anyway, hardwood floors. You got to come see it. It has a two-car garage, but it's oversized. And that home is priced at $300,000. And that house needs to sell. It needs a great family to come live in it.
It's open today from noon to 5 and tomorrow from 1 to 3. And that's in Mandarin. Okay. All right. The next one that we're having open today is also in Mandarin. The address is 2544 Benjamin. It's in the Morningwood community. 2,700 square feet. This is a big one. It's 5-bedroom, 4-bath, plus an office.
Yes.
One of the bedrooms and bath is upstairs. The rest of it is one story.
Right.
Fancy lighting, built-in cabinets, nice floors, some wood and some tile. Another big open front porch.
Yes.
Has a great lanai. It's on a preserved lot, and that's off Loretto Road. It's open from noon to 2 today. And tomorrow, 2 to 4. It's off of Loretto Road. Great area. $375,000. And...
Nope, there's been a price reduction.
There has been a price reduction, mm-hmm. too. What's the price reduction?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I think it's $365,000.
$364,000, I think, even.
Okay. All right. One more in Fleming yes. Island. And this, we got to give a shout out to Barbara and John. There is so much love in this house.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
What a lovely, lovely family.
Yeah. Fleming Island, 3,400 square feet, another 5-bedroom, 4-bath, has a new kitchen, new paint, preserved lot, screen lanai, hardwood floors, huge family room with built-ins, new kitchen, granite in the kitchen and baths. It's a one-story, and one of the baths and one of the bedrooms is upstairs. It's $385,000. It's open today from 11 to 1. I'm going to be there, and tomorrow it's going to be open from 2 to 5. This is absolutely, all of these houses are move-in ready.
You did it. You talked about all the houses in a minute to go. You know what I wanted to say about that one? It could be a 6-bedroom. So if you have a really large family, this is the house for you. Seriously, 6 bedrooms.
Yeah, on a
preserved
lot. One of
them, the closet's not in the room, but the closet's in the hall. And that closet's 5 feet by 8 feet.
Big closet.
Yeah, it's like a master bedroom size closet. But
hey,
anyway.
You know, the Van Wees are here to tell you about what's been going on in the financial sector. So stay and hear from the Van Wees. Folks, we love doing this radio show. Call us after the show if you want to talk to us. My number is 687-8161. Angela's is 465-3845. You can also check us out at angelaandhoward.com. We're here for you every day. We're going to be here every week. We love you guys. We hope you love us. Tune in every week. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone. God bless.